Today on Barca Talk, it's Friday, and we're gearing up for the weekend match in La Liga. We have the full scouting report on Granada CF and compare it to FC Barcelona's. This Friday's short is taken from a longer episode that went out today for our patrons. Our review of the Champions League opener against Borussia Dortmund is in there too, and you'll hear that on Monday's podcast. But if you don't want to wait, you can join our Patreon community for just $5 a month and get it while the results are fresh and the takes are still hot. Follow the link in our show notes or go to the support page on barcatalk.net to join the Patreon community now. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm Brian Henderson in Buffalo, New York, and joining me from Madrid is Gabriel Quiroga.
That's right, Brian, my Barca brother. I'm here in Madrid, of course, on your favorite microphone. And also, what a week of Champions League matches, my friend.
Yeah, it's really been an interesting start to the group stage. We're going to round up some of the more interesting matches later on. Of course, we'll be focusing a little bit more on our match against Borussia Dortmund. But before we dive into that, let's preview what's going to happen this weekend. La Liga is going to kick back into swing with match day 5. This time we're going up against Granada in Granada at the Nuevo something or other.
I was gonna be really impressed with your Spanish there. Nuevo Los Carmenes.
I can pronounce it. I just I just didn't have it in front of me. Nuevo Los Carmenes.
There you go.
Los Carmenes. Yeah. Because there's an accent on it. Whatever. I don't want to be too. You know.
I know what you're saying.
Did you ever see that that SNL sketch with Alec Baldwin, I think, as a French instructor?
Yes.
Yeah. Every time his students are speaking in English, he's correcting them.
Français.
And then he's in Paris and he's giving real French people like a hard time. They just beat him up. Yeah.
Alex,
that
a legend.
Would be me. But in Spanish. en español, por favor. I'm the worst. But let's talk about this match, La Liga preview against Granada, because this is interesting, right? Granada were just promoted from the second division. They were free and clear in second place. They didn't have to do a playoff to get promoted. Them and Osasuna were the ones that went straight up to La Liga. And they lost it. And this game is at their home stadium, right? So they lost at home only twice last season. Although they have already lost once at the Nuevo Los Carmenes this year to Sevilla, 1-0. And that's the only home game they've played there so far. So this will be their second chance.
I mean, this team's tough, Brian. I mean, I don't take any away games lightly anymore, especially with Evie at the helm. So again, I'm already thinking how difficult it's going to be there, especially the crowd's going to be into it because Granada has been playing a decent style of football lately. You know, normally in past years, Granada has been one of the most boring teams to watch. They were always kind of park the bus type of team, but now they've kind of opened it up. And more importantly, like you said, they played well last season. They're the same basic team, essentially. And again, with our away form and our lack of tactical awareness, this is going to be a tough match. I mean, there's no gimmies anymore in La Liga for us away from Camp Nou.
I know. I mean, after that Osasuna result, all the bets are off the table. It doesn't matter if you were in Segunda Division last year. It doesn't matter if you finished 17th last year. It doesn't matter where you are on the table now. We can't take anything for granted, let alone any away games. But this manager for Granada, Diego Martinez, he's starting his second year now. And he got them promoted. He's got them playing a 4-2-3-1. They're scoring some goals. They're not to be messed with.
Definitely. I mean, they've had 13 goals this season so far. Actually, 9, you say.
Nine.
And they've only conceded 5. And more importantly for me, Brian, it's the way they've been playing, too. You know, just, you know, when you see the results, especially the 4-4 opener, I mean, that means it's pretty wide open, you know? And you know how much of a fan I am with the 4-2-3-1, which means they're going to have, you know, 6 people on defense for the most part against Barcelona. And one thing we are completely lacking this season is speed. And with 6 people in front, they can definitely bottle us up. And again, with our away form, especially coming off this week's Champions League match, we could be a little bit more tired. Granada is going to be a little bit more fresh, up for it. There's a lot of factors going on, you know? And this match definitely scares me because it could be a severe letdown after a bad performance against Borussia. And then we cannot lose points this weekend.
No, we just cannot afford that. But You know, what's funny is that Granada are right behind Barca in the table right now. They're in sixth place. Barca's at five. But they're tied at 7 points with the exact same record. 2 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. They started off rocky, 4-4 draw with Villarreal. Then they had that 1-0 loss to Sevilla. But now they're coming off 2 straight wins against fairly strong sides, Espanyol. And last week it was Celta, when Celta went down to 9 men on the new Achilles red card rule in La Liga.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, for me, again, like I said, it's their ability. Like, I'm looking at the Who Scored scouting report, and I just, like, love the way they have it all organized, basically, for us so we can talk about it. So one of their strengths is coming back from losing positions, which is a very interesting thing. Another one, too, is just their ability to create scoring chances. So from, you know, just looking at their record so far, the goals allowed, you know, one of our other weaknesses, Brian, is our counter and our defense. If it's not for Ter Stegen, we would have a worse defense.
Right. Although, also, according to Who Scored's assessment, one of Granada's weaknesses is defending against skillful players, which is an. But
I mean, who isn't true? Who isn't?
Yeah, right. You know, right?
That's the thing.
Well, I don't know. Some teams are better at defending against skillful players than others.
Yeah, that's true.
And they've got. Well, the funny thing about their goal scoring is that they don't have any one single goal scorer who's above and beyond the rest. At least not at this point. But their assist makers, Angel Montoro and Roberto Soldado, who I remember from way back when he was at Valencia, those are the top assist makers to watch. Soldado also has, you know, he's got 1 goal so far, and he's, you know, he's essentially out to pasture at Granada. He's, I think, 34 at this point. Still a strong player, though.
Yeah, for sure. Again, it's I think it's a combination of two things. It's how fast they start and how we come out to counter that, and also what formation, or not formation, but what starting 11 does Valverde go? Unfortunately, right now, if Messi starts, I think it's going to put us behind the eight ball a little bit, because, again, we're going to have to try to figure that out again. Whereas we were playing really solid in the last match against Valencia with that starting 11, it's basically going to be a new starting 11, and they're going to have to figure out, especially Griezmann and the midfield, to play with Messi again.
Yeah, I mean, the Messi effect is very real, and it has tentacles that sort of envelop the whole team, and it has effects everywhere.
Definitely. I mean, again, you know, I would say, you know, it's funny, you know, 5 years ago, if I look at this match on paper, I'm like, yeah, Barcelona, I could tape this match. We got this match 2-0 away, no problem. And now it's like, I could see Granada beating us. I can see us beating Granada. I can see a tie. There's so many scenarios, which makes it a lot more stressful. And, you know, it's actually kind of a little bit more enjoyable for me, because that means La Liga is just that much more competitive, and it's not just one-sided anymore with Real Madrid and Barcelona being at the top.
Yeah, it is nice from a neutral perspective. It's nice that the whole league is just that competitive. And that has a lot to do with actually some of these smaller sides really kind of stepping their game up in the last 2-3 years. But also some of the bigger sides, they've been going through various kinds of change and transition, including Barcelona.
Sure. Especially with the star players getting older. And, you know, especially in La Liga, if you take out Messi out of the equation, who are the stars of La Liga now? You know, you're starting to turn away from the big teams. And, you know, for example, Rodrigo from Valencia, you know, other players from younger teams, Aspas, for example. You know, there's more talent that's being spread through La Liga, and Granada is one of those teams as well. So we'll see if it's a. Do you know what time the game starts at?
I don't have that in front of me right now.
Because again, remember the vaunted afternoon kickoff away. Whew, that's going to be super difficult, especially with the week we had going to Germany, coming back, traveling again, going to Granada, and so forth. So again, those are all different little things that go into it, and Evie has shown, or has not shown, the ability to get our team revved up for away matches on a consistent basis.
Right. Yeah. And they can't get that away goal to, you know, to turn a draw into a win. It is the game's at night. It's an 8 o'clock game. So.
Oh, that's huge. Thank God.
Yeah. You know, the capacity, this is trivia, but think about this. The capacity in Granada Stadium is 18,000 people.
Yeah.
So I imagine about 17,900 of them are going to be Granada fans, maybe even more.
Yeah, for sure. It's a tight place.
Just heckling,
man.
Barca.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Heckling them hard.
And the crowd is on top of you there in that stadium. You know, it's. I would always love to like go see a match at that stadium because, like you said, it's a smaller stadium. It's more like a Premier League style stadium where you're just on top of the field and you can definitely get just more action by viewing there. So, again, like you said, with all these factors, again, it's going to be a tough match. And they, you know, somehow Barcelona's got to get points because they have to continue to float above, you know, because these are the tough matches that they have to just pile points up.
Yeah, and although the time they had in between the Valencia match and the Dortmund match was a very small window, and the sudden reappearance of Leo Messi in that match, speaking of the Messi effect, it was really palpable, whereas I'm hoping that now he's back with the group, he's training with everyone, he's back in action, they can have more time on the training ground to work out some of their issues.
Sure. But like you said, it's tentacles, you know?
You know, and I'm not saying I don't want to see Messi playing,
of course,
obviously.
Of course, but
I am not saying that.
I mean, it's just the whole debacle of our coaching staff meshing with the players and talent we have to get the optimal performance and to get consistent performances. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because again, with the talent of La Liga, you know, the teams know you, you know. Are you going to be surprised if Granada attacks Semedo? No.
No.
You know, that's the thing. And that's what they're probably going to do. And especially in a 4-2-3-1, they're going to be able to really pressure that corner. And if we are not, you know, starting fast or strong, we can easily be down 1-0 in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go after Semedo.
Exactly. That's the pin. And then a counter up the middle. You know, that's usually what the formula is on Barcelona lately.
Find a link in the show notes or go to the support page at barcatalk.net to become a patron for just $5 a month and be a part of the community. We'll be back on Monday with more. Visca Barça!